much, Vice President, and thank you very much, distinguished delegates, for this very substantive dialogue and discussion and your interventions. I'd like just to highlight some of the things that we take on board very much. We're very happy and that you're very supportive of the program and the work that we are being undertaking in Africa. We recognize the importance of data-driven, evidence-based policymaking and the importance of the Productive Capacity Index. We also recognize the importance of your emphasis on youth, women, and very much on Agenda 2063 and the way we have articulated our work to support those four key element cornerstones of the Agenda 2063. We also recognize very much the importance you've applied to regional integration, the importance of the CFTA and to how to support the CFTA and our support for the CFTA, and the importance of building productive capacity, but not only productive capacity, but building human capacity in countries, and that these activities are very tailor-made and supportive of the programs. We also recognize very much the fact that there is your support for our research and analysis, and then technical cooperation support for these countries, and also the need for South-South cooperation and triangular cooperation. We also recognize the importance of linking up with regional bodies besides UN agencies, but also regional bodies in Africa to be able to enhance our and scale up our activities within Africa. Lastly, I take note of the concerns you have laid with regard to the decline in the funding, and we take note of that. And I can assure you that we are doing everything possible to support Africa and looking for new financial resources, looking for new business models, looking for new partnerships within the continent so that we can move this agenda forward. On that note, I'd like to thank all of you very much for your active involvement in the work of Africa and your support in the work of Africa. And thank you very much indeed for this dialogue. Thank you, Madam Vice President.